الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إن أعظم النكاح بركة، أيسره مؤونة. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقال أيضا: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه.
جي the وكيل to the bridegroom حاجي محمد بلال ديوان. Did Sabiha Sadiq Mutala give you consent for her nikah to be performed to brother Noman Ali Rao? And the witnesses to this was brother Rao Uthman Ghani and brother Ghulam Nizam Mutala. Brother Noman Ali Rao, how's the heartbeat? Good? All in order? Relax, my brother, relax. Okay. With the representation and the consent of the wakil being Muhammad Bilal Diwan, he has given to you in your marriage Sister Sabiha Sadiq Mutala, in the presence of the two witnesses, Brother Rao Uthman Ghani, Brother Ghulam Nizam Mutala, and all those that are present here, with the dowry being $1,800, he has given to you in your marriage, Sister Sabiha Sadiq Mutala. Have you accepted her in your marriage?
Yes.
Say, I have accepted her.
Say, I have accepted her.
No, no, you don't have to say anything. I have accepted her.
I have accepted her.
Nakahtuha.
Nakahtuha.
Waqabiltuha. وتزوجتها. بارك الله لك وبارك عليكما وجمع بينكما بخير. Inshallah, after the program we will be making a dua together, and the whole talk is going to be on you. The good things about marriage. The bad things is all the old folks. I always say, when you get married, then we all know the sunnah to give your wife a mosel and eat. This is a sunnah not only for the newlyweds, it's also for the nearly deads. When you get married, and then to give a mosel to your wife and eat with her, the sunnah is not only for the newlywed, it's also for the nearly dead. We generally take the sunnah and we say, brother, you know, I just got married now, I need to, what's the sunnah, how do I? And afterwards, subhanAllah, we don't ever eat together. So it's a sunnah that needs to be practiced at all times. May Allah grant us the understanding. Amen.